The communist Canadian crackdown has begun. The government using terrorist laws to go after peaceful protesters, steal their bank accounts, steal their money, steal their pets, threaten to kill their pets. After just a few short days, they're going to consider them to be abandoned. All of this and much more in regard to the trucker updates coming ahead after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Let's dive in.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that gonna do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from redpillliving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon, or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to redpillliving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten-free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
While Canada is beginning to crack down on its own trucker protest, one in the United States is beginning to form, a people's convoy heading to Washington, D.C. I think we all know how it's going to end. They are going to set them up with some sort of a false flag trap, call it the January 6th 2.0, and throw these poor people into the gulag, just like they did the last time. However, it is a very brave and noble thing that they are trying to do this blockade of Washington, D.C. itself. Perhaps staying out of the actual city and out of their jurisdiction would be wiser. I've always believed in working smart rather than working hard when possible. It saves your back, at least, when you've been ran over by an SUV, and you have to sort of accommodate that. I think we could do a lot more good going to the individual state capitals. It forces them to set up many different false flag events, and then they make a lot more mistakes. Still, a trucker-led convoy will kick off on February the 23rd from the Barstow area in California and head to the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., to peacefully protest to end the federal government's emergency powers and to restore our freedoms protected by the Constitution. Meanwhile, in Ottawa, Canada, residents are carrying around empty gas cans in order to throw off authorities trying to stop the trucker protest. This is ingenious. It's incredibly funny. It's sad that we have to come to this, and I think that we're honestly fairly close to civil war. You know, I think that this is a very toxic time. I think these differences are irreconcilable, and I think that a separatist movement will form in the United States relatively soon, unfortunately. I, for one, would welcome a divorce from the Democrats. What about you? One really interesting factoid about Trudeau's protest prohibition order using his emergency war powers is that he exempted refugees, immigrants, and ethnic minorities. So apparently, everybody except your average Canadian citizen is still a free person. And it's almost as though Canadians themselves, actual citizens that pay their taxes, have become second-class citizens. In Ottawa, AP News reports police have begun arresting protesters at the trucker demonstration. They're suiting up, and they are going after this supposedly unlawful demonstration. It's unlawful because Trudeau says so. That's it. In fact, some of the organizers have already been arrested, and protesters are having their pets seized, and many of these truckers have no one else to share those long hours on the road with, other than their little dog, maybe a cat, something, and they're having the animals seized and threatened with essentially being put down within a week or two because they're being considered abandoned by the government. If people can't quickly bail themselves out of jail, if they'll even let them, and process their pets, this is killing people's pets out of a vindictiveness. This is your leftist This is your modern Democrat liberal. Do what we say or we will kill your pets, is the message. Loud and clear. And in what can only be considered a freak coincidence, I wasn't even going to bring it up, but Biden recently talked about leaving a dead dog on some lady's doorstep randomly. So you put that with people like Beto O'Rourke, you know, Francis O'Rourke over there, who had fantasized about running over children, and I think you get a pretty good look into your modern leftists' psyche. From Trudeau to Beto, they want to kill your animals. And on top of all of this, the fake news so-called journalists are out there doxing the donors, using a hacked list to do so. The only response is that everyone, both Canadian and United States citizens, need to pull their money out of the banks. We need to do a bank run, especially on banks that are participating in the financial asset seizures, the confiscations of political opponents of the Democrats, because that's what this is. It is political persecution. It's pre-Civil War political persecution. And I say that because we're at some pretty intense levels right now of disagreement, culturally speaking, and the financial system has finally begun to fall apart. Something I've been predicting the entirety of my couple of years now as a content creator, a journalist, something I've actually been predicting my whole life, because as soon as I understood inflation and the way that the central bank works with its fractional reserve money printing schemes, the way that they steal from us with their booms and their busts and their inflation, all of that is artificial. That is how they have managed to, you know, basically enslave the wealthiest nation on earth, America, in just a few short generations, using the power of inflation. We used to have most of the world's wealth. Now it's all being concentrated in the hands of a few because they knew how to manipulate the money itself using a central bank, which is not a government entity, by the way. It is a private bank that manipulates and steals from you using numbers and banking tricks. And that's essentially how they have managed to run the world and enslave the world. But now we're sort of coming into a post-banking world anyway. People are going back to real money, gold and silver. They're going to things like cryptocurrencies because they want to have financial privacy. They want to be able to send money to the truckers anonymously, you know, things like Monero, which is a privacy cryptocurrency, sort of like a Bitcoin, but with a lot more privacy to it. It's anonymous. People are using things like that now just to be able to, in some cases, buy food because their bank accounts have been shut down, or perhaps to support a cause. I mean, it may come down to where even if you don't like crypto, I need you to send some because they've unbanked me completely. I'm so close already. I don't know how much longer I'll be allowed to have a bank account. So while everyone else is getting kicked out of them, I mean, I do use it a little bit for business. I try not to leave a lot of money in there. You know, that's how we fund what we're doing in the independent media, all of us, not just Nemos News, but everyone. That's how the truckers are funding themselves now because, you know, they've been cut off from the financial system and their assets stolen. So yeah, gold and silver is real money, but cryptocurrencies, especially the ones that are useful for things like privacy, that have a track record like a Monero or Bitcoin, not that Bitcoin's very private, but they can't seize it or stop you from sending it, which is cool in a situation like the truckers in Canada seizing all of the citizens' money. They couldn't do that with Bitcoin. Now, yeah, the FBI is starting a cryptocurrencies branch to go and steal and seize people's cryptocurrencies, but, you know, there's only a few thousand FBI agents, so they're going to be sort of fighting an uphill battle, helping the IRS to go after Trump supporters. That's what they do, and we can expect that. However, you can take things like Bitcoin or Monero and lock it into your brain with a password that no one can ever force you to tell them. So it's not the same as a bank account where they can make a phone call or send a letter and they can get everything that you've worked for your entire life, because those banks are going to roll over so fast and not protect you at all. In fact, almost every time we see, the bankers are all too anxious to help the governments to steal from you. Then again, you could always be a pirate, bury a chest full of gold somewhere on an island where no one can find it, and memorize the GPS coordinates. And to support my earlier statements, Trudeau's own justice minister is saying that being pro-Trump is a factor that will decide if your bank account is frozen under these emergency orders. Folks, let's recap some of the things that they're doing to us. For years, they have been beating our peaceful protests in the streets, police even going so far as to kettle peaceful Republican protesters and force them into situations like Charlottesville. For years, we have been mostly peaceful in response. It took a full year before Kyle Chapman, I think it was, based Stickman, finally brought a shield and a stick to fight back against Antifa hurling bricks and bags of urine and things like that at peaceful protesters, frozen water bottles, that the sort of thing that can kill or maim people, the sort of thing that has caused brain damage and has killed people. They have been slaughtering Republicans in the streets when we go to peaceful protest. That's how bad it's gotten in some situations. Okay, beating them to death, often getting away with it. Most of these leftist protesters get their bail met by people from the White House, for example, when Kamala Harris was donating and the other White House staffers were donating to Antifa protesters. They were let out anyway. They don't need bail money. They're going to let them out. We know that. So it was sort of a waste of time to raise the bail money. But there's other things that they're doing to us as well. They've weaponized the IRS to go after mostly Republicans, and they've given it a big upgrade. They have weaponized the DOJ, the FBI. They have weaponized the NSA against pro-Trump naval officers. I reported on that, so they're trying to get them kicked out of the military. They have weaponized the medical establishment itself and these tyrannical emergency plandemic rules that they've brought out, just like Trudeau's doing, in order to strip us of our liberties, to poison us, and to drain our government, state and federal, and pretty much everything they can get to, of all of the MAGA supporters that we had. The little bit of pro-liberty people that we still had in the government are being fired left and right or having to resign. So, you know, we're at pre-Civil War levels. There's not much more for them to take. Our bank accounts, our children, and our lives. These are the three things, I think, that most of us are going to draw a line in the sand on. You can't stop them from seizing your bank account because your bank account likes them more than you. However, you can take your money out of the bank, leave just enough to pay your bills and write checks, and start shopping local and developing backup plans and figuring out where your line in the sand is. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Communists always go for the kill shot. And they're following the same thing they did in Russia before the Holodomor, where they starved roughly 80 million people to death. And trust King Trudeau to pour gasoline on the fire as he dodges multiple questions multiple times and is shouted down by his own parliament. This peaceful protest revolution continues with a show of support around the world, but specifically, many groups are popping up around America supporting this Canadian trucker convoy, as well as trying to support an American version. One such group is the North Country Freedom Riders, a public event that's being held the 19th at 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern at Lake Colby Boat Launch in Saranac Lake, New York. And I'm sure dozens of other such groups are popping up quickly around the country. People around the world are using this tactic in many nations to try to win back power from their governments, peacefully. Remember, the government is building a registry of firearms, so now is the time to take a class, watch a video, or get a 3D printer that is capable of printing a ghost gun, something that you can never sell legally, of course. I think you can give it away. But you cannot sell it without a serial number and all that stuff, of course. But depending on where you're at, the Constitution does allow for you to build your own gun. So you don't need a serial number if it's a DIY. And there are some easy ways to do that because they sell you everything that you need. All you have to do is drill a couple of holes and do some filing, and that's where the videos or the printer comes in. And the government is not only building a list of firearms to go after and seize those guns from people, but they are also trying to stop people from sharing anything about making your own gun. The writing is on the wall. They're going to make their move on guns at some point. I hope you have found this video to be of some value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and maybe even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Also, if you want to support this, because we are 100% listener-funded and heavily censored and demonetized and debanked and pretty much everything else, attacked, ridiculed, all that stuff. The fake news loves to go after me as well. So if you want to support what we're doing and piss them off some more, you can do so in one of two ways. You can donate, or you can shop Patriot with our Patriot sponsors and help drain the digital swamp. Go to redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state and buy some of the most amazing super vitamins, the most amazing sleep aid, the world's most powerful antioxidant, Carbon Shield 60, available in various oils like olive oil or coconut oil mixed with olive oil, black seed oil. We have a couple versions. And, you know, just look around. There's some really incredible value there for people that want to take care of their health. We also have things like thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where you can get gourmet Patriot coffee. Our specialty is waking people up. And thegreatawakeningbooks.com, where you can enjoy your coffee with a good read. There comes my wife, so I'm going to end it here. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a great Sabbath. See you on the next one.